Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Diva of Dance for Lives and Friends. Tonight, the Diva Spy Network and I will discuss the last 2 weeks of the show. Please feel free to call in at 914-338-1239. You can also join us in our chat room. You can follow us daily at our blog at divadaysforlives@blogspot.com. We are also on Facebook. You can find us at Diva Days. Okay, and we have Queen of the Night here.
Hello, everyone.
And we have Fancy Face.
Hello.
So tonight we were going to discuss the 10, or the season of 10, even though we could come up with 10.
I could come up with 10 if pressed, but I don't have them tonight.
Yeah. Me either.
Yeah. Hey, and I believe we have saddle shoes here, too.
Yep.
Hey. Yep.
Hey, you made it.
A little late.
That's all right. Yeah, we're going to come up with 5. So let's start with number 5 with a fancy face.
Okay, so these are the top 5 worst storylines of the decade.
Yeah.
My number 5 is, I think it was Tindo Lao was the name of the island or whatever, where where Steve went with Sean and Belle to find little Claire, who Philip had kidnapped, and then somewhere along the way he kept getting these violent outbursts and going crazy, and and then somewhere in there was the whole One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest ripoff, where he was where he was kind of in a nut house and ordering pizza and acting crazy. And the whole thing was just silly, silly, silly. So that's my number 5. Just a waste of air time.
Yeah, it was bad. Okay, Queen of Night, what was your number 5?
Okay, I picked my number 5 was the Princess Gina, the whole thing. I think it started in, like, 99, but it did go into, like, 2000, 2001. Mm-hmm. The whole part with her and John and the subsex and all that.
You didn't like
Princess Gina. No, me being a John and Marlene fan, which at that time, no, I just didn't like. I just don't like John and Hope together now. But just the whole idea of Princess Gina, that whole thing. That was my number 5. So.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Well, I thought
Princess Gina
was hot. I didn't
like
the rest of it. The rest of it was silly.
I thought that was hot. You know.
Okay, saddle shoes. What was your number 5?
Oh, let's see. Steve is a Demerara pawn. That was like the stupidest thing ever. They never explain. I mean, he ended up dead because of Lawrence Alamein, and they bring him back and zero, zip, nada. No explanation, no nothing. That was just dumbest.
And they
could have explained it.
Yeah.
How hard would it have been?
I don't think they ever dreamed they'd bring Lawrence Alamein back when Steve was back, because, you know, now they could have made sense out of it, but, you know, they could never get together at the right time.
It wouldn't have taken them that much to make sense out of it, even without Lawrence Alamein. They could have come up with an explanation. How hard would it have been? I mean, they already tied Lawrence's mother in. They said she was Daphne's sister.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a tie-in right there. They could have come up with a reason why he wanted Steve. It probably had to do with Benji or something, since they brought Benji back. That was about the only good thing that came out of that, that we got to see Benji again. But otherwise, the whole idea that he was a Demerara pawn was just like the stupidest thing. And not because he was a pawn. Because I didn't have any problem with that. I know that was a big thing for a long time. Oh, they're copying other storylines. Well, like John wasn't, like John being a Demerara pawn wasn't a copy of what came before. I always laughed about that, because that was such a big sin, that Steve was a Demerara pawn and they were copying John's storyline. Well, John's storyline was all copied too. But anyway, that's my number five.
My number five, it kind of ties, it's Jan Spears and Sean Douglas and the whole
thing. We love Kate.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, man, the love cage. I would just groan when I'd see that come on every day. Oh.
That was just terrible. And what? I can't remember. Was she pregnant with Nicole's father's baby? Is that what it was? He raped her and she got pregnant? Or was that when he raped her and she got herpes or something?
But, well, that was before. That was like 3 years before, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That was from, it was like 2 years before, because I remember when Zach got, when Hope and Bo and Hope baptized Zach, they were still doing that.
Yeah, she was pregnant.
He was still hiding it from, he was still lying to Belle about why he was seeing Jan, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember very well.
Didn't she fall downstairs or something? I don't know. She had a miscarriage.
Yeah, and she blamed it on Belle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've forgotten that part. I blocked it all out. We're trying to block out the love cage part. That was just sillier than. And it just went on forever. The only good part about the love cage was what's her name, playing Belle for, what, a week and a half?
Charity Romer.
Charity.
The wins the award as the worst soap actress of all time. Yeah.
She was the only bright spot for the entire time Riley was writing at the point. She was the only amusing part. Everything else was. I noticed my list has four things on it that are all about at the same period of time.
Yeah, that's pretty much mine too, I think.
Yeah, I was trying to diversify, but it was hard because it was kind of like Riley.
Well, don't know. It's
Riley
the worst.
Number two,
the worst
Riley
is the worst.
Three.
Riley times in there.
Anyway,
okay.
my number four is the same as yours. So another Jan Spears in the cage, number four. That was my number four, and I don't know what else to say except I remember the tight baseball suits and. And then
you forgot. You guys forgot about Cupid doll too.
Oh yeah.
Cupid doll.
And then, you know, to add insult
and
to injury, it wasn't too long after that that Sean actually slept with her. Now, if that had been a woman kept in a cage by a man, and then she slept with a man, you know, a few months later, oh my God, everyone would write all over the boards about, you know, how you know, women were being exploited and everything. But everyone. The story was so stupid.
It was okay for Sean to be exploited.
Yeah, everyone just sort of fell asleep and didn't even pay attention at that point.
I have to say the most disgusting part of that storyline wasn't even Sean being locked up. It was Jan sneaking around outside the loft, looking in on Belle and Philip sleeping together.
Oh, yeah.
Making love or whatever. It was just, oh. It was that point was just, ugh. I wanted to, it was like, I'm never going to tell anybody I watched this show. This is just terrible.
Yeah, that was really a passion storyline, the whole cage thing. That was very passion-esque.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
I remember I kept seeing on the boards when he was writing about the time the island storyline was coming on. And I'd never watched Passion for more than about 10 seconds when I would pass by it. And people kept going, oh, yeah, this is going on in Passion, too. He's writing pretty much the same stuff over there that he's writing on Dave. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, in the chat room, they're mentioning how Stefano put Marlena in that birdcage, wherever the heck it was in. Remember that? I really didn't watch that storyline.
I think that was the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they're just making it.
Oh, the gold cage in Paris.
In Paris, yeah.
But that was better done.
That was his queen of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been watching it. I don't think it's all that much better, but
Well, it was better than Jan and Sean, but it wasn't written.
Deirdre and Stefano are better actors, and there was better dialogue. That was about it.
Yeah.
It went on forever and ever, and that was the one. That's the one with John and the 3D glasses.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I mean that was. Okay, next person.
Yeah, Queen and I, what's your number four?
Okay, now my number four is when they made the twins, Rex and Cassie, be Brady and
Rosalie. Oh, I should have remembered that part, yes.
Oh, I thought it was
Tony
the
and
Marlena.
Yeah. Those twins are not Brady's, they're Demira's birthday, as far as I'm
concerned. That was the dumbest. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that rewrite was... Basically,
the twins, the way they came was kind of far-fetched anyway, but
well, that was
stupid.
Here,
I enjoyed the storyline with, you know, the whole Tony and Marlena thing. So
that was if they hadn't gotten better, that probably would have been on my list, because that was like that was even stupider than Marlena is possessed. Them showing up in a spacecraft, oh god! And the first week there, two weeks they were there. Running around like they couldn't speak English stuff. Oh.
Yeah, that was a little.
That was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I felt sorry for the actor and the actress.
Yeah, I did too.
The rest of us looked at those scripts and went, "What the hell did we get ourselves into?"
Yeah, Alexis Thorpe and Eric Winter, they did the best job they could. I don't blame them at all. They were pretty good actors. Yeah.
Oh, they were. I can't imagine what they were thinking when they saw that.
Oh, where were they? Had those tattoos removed and took like 5 seconds to remove them. At the hospital with John, they got their tattoos removed off their wrists.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
He got his tattoo removed off his back, which really ticked off fans.
Yeah, but Bill still has his, and Pat still has his. They kept their tattoos.
Yeah.
Okay, Saddle Shoes, what's your number four?
The whole castle BS in 2005 where Marlena sleeps with Roman and castle thing. Not just that part, but that was bad enough. But the whole castle thing was just stupid.
Yeah.
Okay,
my number four is... it's all kind of all thrown together. It's JT's paternity, who's the daddy, with Hope, Bo, John, and Stefano. And the worst part of it was Hope taking naps all the time, and she would have a nap on dreaming about who the father was. And it's always on the soggy pier, and John's giving her the raised eyebrow, and then somehow... And Bo's dressed as a mime for some reason, and then it turns out that Bo and Hope had sex and just didn't remember.
Come on, we all knew they were going to make Bo, though, right? They had a
right
way. Yeah. Predictable.
So Bo and Hope apparently forget they have sex a lot. they couldn't remember that Bo was the father of Ciara either.
No.
That's why Bo had such a shocked expression on his face this week when he had sex with Carly, and he kind of turned around and had this weird, it was like, oh my God, am I having sex? It's been so long, I don't remember. Anyway.
Yeah, how the hell does everyone know? I mean, man, you're pretty good.
Well, because Hope pretty much announced it to the world.
Even Vivian, they all figured it out. Just look at Bo. I can figure it out.
I like Diva's thing
and the about how he's wearing it across his forehead, obviously.
Must be.
that was great.
Enough.
I was going to actually literally write it on Bo's forehead, but I didn't have the time. But maybe I'll do that later. I couldn't find a big enough screen cap to write. I had sex with Carly on his forehead, but I was going to do that.
Well, I'm glad you wrote up that episode because I'm skipping it. Obviously, I'm not missing anything.
Okay.
It was bad enough to watch Thursday's episode and see what they did to Mickey's funeral, or lack thereof. Never mind. That's off the subject.
We'll get into that.
Yeah,
we need to stick to what we're doing here.
Okay, it's your turn.
Are we number three?
Yeah.
Number three.
Fancy
Face
Australia.
Right.
Is it my turn?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay, yeah. Alex North. I hated that storyline for many reasons. One, why bring Wayne Northrup back? Everyone thinks of him as Roman, and I can remember people were kind of excited when he came back, thinking, oh, maybe John Black will be proven to not to really be Roman or not be Roman, or something's going to happen with, you know, to get Josh Taylor into not being Roman or something. But then it turned out, you know, that he was this Marlena's first husband before Don Craig, who beat the crap out of her regularly, and she apparently loved him for it. And it you know, it kind of started out kind of nice because, you know, it was that Deidre Hall, Wayne Northrup chemistry that was still there regardless of who he was playing. But then it just, he turned psycho and stalkerish and started hypnotizing her, and then she... Yeah, and then it got stupid very fast, and I was just like, poor Wayne, why did you come back for this?
That sort of wins my award for the most insulting storyline in the history of this show.
Yeah, it was bad.
Because they deliberately ruined not only Roman's character, but any chance we'll ever have of having Wayne Northrup back as Roman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, let's see how terrible we can make this storyline, you know? Maybe that wasn't their intent, but boy, that's the way it comes across after having watched it.
Well, if you were a fan of Roman and Marlena in the 80s before Drake Hocusing came along, it was very painful to watch.
It was. And I thought, I didn't think that Riley could ruin the two of them any more than he did during 1994.
Right.
I mean, he ruined them as enough as it was right then, making Roman look like the total bastard.
Yeah.
And Don look like the hero. And then he brings, you know, then they bring Wayne Northrup back to do this, to make him a psycho. That's just sick. That was not entertaining. I don't know whose mind they would think that would be entertaining for fans who watched Roman and Marlena.
Hey, guys, we have a caller.
It's bleepity bleep.
It's bleepity bleep.
Maybe they bleepity.
Hey.
Hey.
I've been on for about 10 minutes.
I'm so sorry. I was in the chat room.
That's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. I got off early tonight, and so I was able to get on. So I'm enjoying all the conversation.
Oh. So do you have any ideas? What do you think was the worst storyline?
Well, I agree about the Alex North. That was about the worst. I did like the Lois Banks part of it. That was the only redeeming part of the whole storyline. I mean, it was so stupid. It ruined Marlena for forever. I mean, well, I don't care for the character anyway, but to me, she could never have any credibility after that because her personality was just so destroyed in the eyes of the viewer and the fan. It was very senseless. And then when the flying coffins and all that, and they were flying, all the flying coffins, plus every other day, Jack was falling in a hole or off a cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. My number.
Yeah, I'm getting to that one.
We're getting there.
And you were talking about the Gemini twins. It's funny. I was watching my tape of that the other day. It was the second day they landed, and they had these bracelets on, and the only way they could open was with that key. I was just watching the episode the other day. I had it going through my old tapes, and they learned everything they learned in 2 days off TV, and they're imitating all the commercials on TV. It was hilarious.
Oh, that's right.
and Belle and Sean were in Beau's garage hiding them. And they're dressed up in cowboy hats or whatever, and, you know, trying to hide them, giving them clothes. And Beau kept doing all these things.
Pardon? Every time I think the show is really bad now, all I have to do is pop in one of those tapes.
The show was actually good the last...
From any time between 2003 and 2006, and, man, that just makes me feel so much better.
I don't know anybody anymore. The writing for the show was actually better the last 6 months to a year if it weren't for Carly coming back. But anyway, I'll let somebody else speak if they want. But it's just my opinion.
It's number three?
Yeah,
we're on number three.
Number three. Yeah.
Yeah. My number three goes back to the Riley day in the Salem killer when they made Tony Andre the killer, made him crazy, and it wasn't Marlena. It should have
right.
been. All, they went back to making it a Demira, and then they made him all crazy, and it kind of just didn't make sense after that.
And he
they
was after
just kept
world
it Marlena. Yeah.
And he made, yeah. made no
and
sense
that, that
why he did
that whole crazy of taking over the world, and yeah.
Yeah.
And then the whole Stan thing and
it showed him trying to date Samantha too. That was hilarious. But was it Tony or Andre?
It was Andre trying to date Samantha.
Yeah, he was acting to be Tony, but it was really Andre, right?
Right.
Yeah. He's trying to date Samantha.
Supposed to be Marlena. Yeah.
Well, he was just toying with her. He wasn't seriously interested in Samantha. He was just toying with her. He was just trying to piss off Marlena.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way Higley was writing it. She was serious. She was writing that seriously. That's the sweet part.
That cracked me up when Sammy and Marlena are in the Demir Mansion, and Sammy makes a comment, well, he had sex with him once. Tony. And Marlena's like, what? And she's like, I'm just kidding. It was so funny.
Well, when he first showed up in town and she was using him to get Brandon, then it was fun. That was fun.
She hit on him.
The stuff in the summer of 2003 was just stupid.
Yeah.
But I would like to know how Paul Rodriguez could be the, you're talking about Brandon, how Paul Rodriguez could be the father of Nicole, you know, and had a child with Faye.
Who looks completely white.
Yeah. And Brandon is black, you know.
And Brandon is, yeah.
That was beyond me.
And Faye, who looked whiter than.
Yeah. She looked albino.
Yeah. Well, my number three is sort of like Queen of the Nights, only mine is the whole summer storyline on the island. It was the whole thing was stupid. And they could have made it something really interesting. All the people they killed off, they could have fixed it because most of them had ties. Funny part was almost all of them had ties to what happened in 1980.
They had that force field that you could be electrocuted through.
There was so much stupid stuff in that. It was just silly. They could have come up with something really interesting, but, well, yeah.
What,
well, the island part of it was supposed to last longer, and then they cut it short.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not sure which was stupider, the idea that what, or the whole thing with Patrick and the coin, which they never explain.
No.
Or the stupid tidal wave that was, they
oh.
I was watching that. I was watching that a few months ago, and it was the stupidest thing ever.
And
it went beyond bad special effects. It was.
Bo and Steve know how to film it
in somebody's tub.
Bo and Steve know how to fly every plane they ever created on Earth. I mean, they can just jump in a plane and fly it.
Yeah.
And they were looking for a hope in the ocean. I think it was, wasn't it? At one time, somehow Hope got lost in the ocean or something during the island thing, and Bo was up in the plane, and they were trying to find her. I don't know. Am I mistaken there? I kind of remember something.
I don't remember
that.
Well, I know they found. Then they found John.
I remember him finding Billy in the middle of nowhere. That was.
I'm getting to that.
I mean, it just went from one stupid thing to the next. And every day you'd think, okay, this can't get any worse. And it would.
The volcano
would come out, and you're looking at them going, I don't believe this. I don't believe somebody's getting paid for this.
Oh, how about when they took John's kidney out?
Oh.
They were doing it like in a warehouse or something?
I missed that.
You don't remember that when they forced Kayla to operate on John?
I wasn't really By that point, I'd just gotten so fed up. I wasn't really watching.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, Kayla took some organs from John.
Yeah. Put him in Stefano.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's funny. So where are we? Number three, number two.
Oh, I'm number. Yeah, I'm number.
We're still on number three.
I think
it's your turn, Diva.
I know.
Well, we're just helping you along here.
What? You guys don't listen to me. That's the problem. number three.
What?
Mine was the Gemini twins. Also, my problem was why couldn't they? Why do they have to be on a spaceship? And why couldn't they just have these twins just show up in town, like, you know, hey, everybody, and, you know, just
like
normal way. And then
I think the writers were smoking something at the time.
Oh, my God.
They had to have been.
And then Tony was the only one who bonded with those kids, and Marlena never really did. And then I think that...
Well, I think they were starting to go in that direction, and then the writers got fired, and they replaced them.
Got scared.
Well, every other week
they
had different parents. Every other week your parents changed, yeah.
Yeah, Jamie and them fans, I think they scared the poop out of the new writer.
Yeah,
and they
got pressured by...
Yeah, so they gave them to Roman and Kate, which didn't make any sense. But they could
have
kept
them. Well, no, that was the other stupid thing. It wasn't just that they became Brady's. It was that they ended up being Roman and...
And
Kate.
Yeah. And then the next
all because they were putting them together as a couple. I mean,
Tony and Kate, not Roman and Kate. Whatever.
And that was so stupid.
Yeah.
Tony would have made more sense that Stefano would have wanted Tony to have children, so Stefano would have grandkids. That would have made sense.
Right. Well, that's how it started out. That's right. They changed.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, they never explain why Stefano lied to him the whole time, ever.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. And on top of that, I think...
Or how he was talking to Stefano, and Stefano was supposedly dead.
Yeah, he was that crispy skeleton at the island.
Yeah.
Well, that was ashes.
Andre anyway, so...
All right, yeah, there was ashes, and then he was a crispy skeleton, and...
that was the other stupid part about that storyline, then totally rewriting... That they'd rewritten, well, they didn't rewrite Aramid, they just made it a different character. And then, of course, Riley was pissed off, so he tried to rewrite it back.
Right.
It was just, okay, Mr. Riley, we understand that you have an ego the size of Russia. We already knew that. You didn't need to throw it in our face again.
Oh, okay, so Fantasy, what's your number two?
Number two is Sammy being turned into Stan. Allison was on maternity leave.
Killer
and
line.
He couldn't figure out what to do without Sammy. So Andre turned her into a man and sent her to Iraq or wherever the hell she was and fighting a war with Philip and then spying on being Andre's spy as Stan, swallowing that weird voice. and it was just that was my point where this show is just too stupid for me to watch. I really couldn't. And I mean, you know, Teo was on the show and Matt Ashford was on the show and my favorites were there, but that was truly such a low point. I'm like, I cannot watch this. That was my number two.
And they made it from Salem to Iraq in like half an hour.
It was so stupid. That was just unbearably stupid.
Queen of the Night, what was your number two?
Okay, number two was the Touch My Thighs.
Oh!
Not much more I can say. Jeremy, was that his name? Jeremy? And Nick. Yeah. That was bad.
It was so sexy.
Clearly wasn't much of a storyline, but it was just bad. Mm-hmm.
Who was the other guy who was a male model or something and thought so high? I can't even remember the other character.
Wasn't it Abe's nephew or something?
Yeah, it was Jet Carver.
I can't even
remember.
Jet.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's far more entertaining on his Facebook page than he ever was on the show.
He had a crush on Chelsea, didn't he? Or...
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you admit you're on his Facebook page. Holy crap. Speaking of that stuff, I guess Galen Gehring got in some more trouble today on
Twitter.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I saw it, but I didn't go to Twitter. What did he say exactly? That
I didn't go either. But I don't know. Like, it looked like he was bashing Lumi or something or other. I didn't go over there and look either. But a lot of people
tomorrow I might get to see Dr. Dan and Chloe at the furniture. They're in town here in Detroit, and I'm going to tell them that we really miss Brian DiTillo.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I wanted to go today. It was just a few miles from my house, but tomorrow it's even 2 miles from my house where they're going to be, if I can make it there before work. It should be packed. It's by a big mall here, 2 miles from my house. But they're doing charity work. They've been on doing the auto show previews Friday night. They were in black tie, and Chloe was in an evening gown or whatever. And they were dressed to the nines. It was fun watching them, but I haven't cared for the character of Chloe in a long time. But I'll tell you, in person, she is beautiful. I mean, she really is. I've never really cared for the character of Chloe, and the guy that plays Dr. Dan, he's very nice. He'll shake your hand and talk to you, and they just go out of their way. It's a very nice thing to do.
Yeah, I've heard he's really the actor is really nice.
Yeah,
I was at an event with Nadia, and she's pretty, but
oh yeah, well
she's not any different than most girls I've seen in Hollywood who don't look all that real to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Well, she's got a career. I'll tell you, I'd give anything to have a career like that, but. How long it will last, I don't know.
Well, as long as she's got a good plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
As long as she's got boobs, no.
Yeah, she's got those.
Yep.
She wears black a lot, but I don't know. She's playing the vamp all the way, I'll tell you that. But
they don't have her doing that on this show, she might be more of a hit.
Yeah. But I'm sure Dr. Dan and Chloe will be coming to an end. So they're too happy right now, and that doesn't last.
Well, not if Dr. Dan is going to end up being Melanie's dad.
Yeah, and I'm sure Carly will screw everything up because I just
think get married and go off into the sunset. That would just be.
Well, I'm afraid we're stuck with Carly for 2 years.
Oh my God. Okay, who's on number two? I think it's Queen of the Night.
No,
it's me. No, I did the Touch My Thigh. That was my number two. So.
Oh, that was your number two. I'm sorry. The Saddle Shoes is your number two.
Mine is, I didn't mind too much of the serial killer storyline. I did the last part really was insulting. My number two and my number three I picked mostly because they were thoroughly insulting to my intelligence. Alice being choked by a donut. That was just... that pissed me off. That just really pissed me off. I thought there was absolutely no reason for that. Why? Other than spit in our face. Spit in the fan's face. Let's see how pissed off we can all make them. That's
what they were trying to do.
Well, that's kind of how I felt watching it. Kind of how I felt watching Thursday's episode, too, but not for the same reason exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, Alice being choked by her own donut. By Marlena, no less. Anybody who watched in the 80s looking at that must have just been going, there's no way. There's no way anybody would write that.
Some people think he's the best, writer ever. So
I was watching the scenes where Tom Horton dies recently, and where Marlena and Roman are talking about how they used to be called the new Roman, the new Tom and Alice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, he wrote that, right?
Wow.
He wrote that. And it's like, let's see how much we can do to destroy, to completely destroy it, just obliterate it, obliterate all history.
I blame NBC also, because they've got to be just the biggest knuckleheads in the business. I mean, for letting Riley do this stuff for so long, and Corday putting this mess on TV. I don't know. Does it make money?
NBC?
Maybe it should. Yeah.
People at NBC talked about Riley like he was just the best thing.
I know.
Best writer to come out in years.
And he
was so creative. And it's just like, based on what?
They lost so many viewers, I thought. I mean, it's like what they're doing now, the late night TV, the mess they've made. You know, these guys have rocks in their heads. They really do. It's ego, male ego. They get in this position and they make these decisions and they're totally, totally asinine. To let that go on, that crap with, you know, the way they allowed Riley to write this crap for years. And they had a few other writers that were just horrible. Who was the one that wrote the Bounty Hunter one with Bo and Hope?
Oh, Jesus.
And they had that.
The writer we have right now.
was she the one? I think she was. And they had that club that Tony owned, where that men's club or whatever. Oh, that was horrible, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was Dina. Yeah.
She writes the slimiest characters ever. She wrote people on One Life to Live. She wrote, what was that doctor's name? The one who got Todd on death row. Spencer, was that Spencer? The guy's name Spencer? He was just a sleazeball.
Okay, well, I'm changing my number two now. Well, I was going to put the Rassel in the castle.
No.
But I changed it now that you guys reminded me. I'm going with Echelon. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
And making it even dumber.
Oh, Echelon.
Yeah, the prostitute strippers, whatever they were doing, they were sitting on a chair and reading a book. I remember that.
That's right.
Yeah, I think even Hope pretended to be one at one point, and I think someone was chastising Tony for all this, and he's like, what, she's just sitting there reading a book. It was so, so they ruined Tony and Lucas, having them sleeping with prostitutes.
Yeah,
which,
really.
Oh, my gosh. Then Marlena invited John to go there a few times. It's like, what happened to Marlena's, you know, feminist values? I mean, it was just disgusting. And then...
Then
Kathy tried to get a job there, and Tony flipped out and sold it. But the thing is, too, is that Tony got it from Victor, so Victor owned it, too. So Victor was into prostitution and stripping and everything else.
Well, but Victor's always been, Victor showed up in town with a drug cartel. So.
Yeah.
I always laugh when people are going on, what do you mean Victor's into the drug business, selling it to E. Jan? That's what Victor does. He's always done that.
Okay,
we're up to number one. Wow.
Number one.
Wow.
Oh, my number one is the Salem Stalker storyline, all the way from the beginning when Tom Horton's ghost head was floating around Alice's harbor. All the way down to the castle of Demira in Transylvania with Jack dying a million times and Andre being killed a million times and flying coffins and horse fields and all the terrible things everyone's already mentioned already in this podcast. It's about a 2-year stretch of the worst storyline
ever. Yeah, 2 years.
I think it was more like 3 years.
I hated the beginning,
August,
too, because
started
Jack and
August.
Tony were killed off.
How about August 2003 to August 2005? Isn't that when Tony got caught and dragged to the of all places, the Brady Pub.
Yeah. How about Lexi being in the tunnel under Doug's place?
That was the only damn good scene in the whole thing.
Is Tony
getting dragged back to the Brady Pub so he could snap in everybody's face and laugh at him?
I really enjoyed Lexi being stuck in a tunnel under Doug's place, and they pulled her out of a wall or whatever, and then 6 months later, she's chief of staff of the hospital.
Well, she performed an autopsy on Tony, and how he died.
So it was nice to see Deidre Hall finally come out and say, yes, they were all supposed to be dead. That was what he wrote.
That's nice for someone to finally
come out and be honest about it.
And during this whole stretch of time, we even got to see her possessed by the devil again. She couldn't possibly have murdered these people. She must be possessed by the devil again. And they went to the church, and for a while she was possessed and nearly strangled Belle to death, and then they managed to get the demon out of her. But the thing of it is just like what Saddleshoe said, is that, you know, if you watched in the 80s, it's just watching, you know, Doug being stabbed and Alice choking in a donut and Marlena killing everyone and all the, you know, just so many characters that were just, and the thing is the deaths weren't even being taken seriously. It was so campy. It was like, you know, Jack being hit with a brick on the head and just campy and stupid. And it's like, it was painful to watch.
Jack in a pinata.
It was painful as 2005 was the most painful. And I remember I was talking to a friend of mine. We were going, you know, I almost wish nobody had come back and they'd done it so that she was just a psychiatrist who went crazy. At least that way, the storyline would have made sense and they wouldn't have completely ruined Tony to the degree they did.
They just should have put Marlena in the nut house for a long time and the escapades of people visiting her, you know. Just let her be nutty.
There was somebody who, fanfiction.com, who wrote the most fascinating piece where she was crazy and she was in the nut house and she dreamed it all. But the way they wrote it wasn't like Dallas.
Oh.
It was really interesting. And they'd come up with a whole history that she made things, the things that happened during the murders actually made sense because she put everybody in a certain position
because it was fascinating. Did Jigs write it?
Oh, you kidding? No. This person had Cassie and Rex as Marlena and Tony's kids because she and Tony had an affair and they were going to get married. And he died in a car accident. So no, Jigs did not write it.
Sorry.
It was fascinating. I was kind of bummed because she went, I think it was a Sammy fan because it was really based around Sammy and her, a Lumi fan, her and Lucas and Sammy finally getting to be a smart, bright, you know, thing who figured it out and got strong. But the story, the rest of the story was really interesting. And I was bummed. She only did like 10 chapters and got bored and left. But she should have written a damn storyline because it was a hell of a lot better. At least made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have liked Alice dying any more than I did, but at least this way there would have been a payoff. The payoff we got was insulting to 10-year-olds.
We haven't had very... I am a payoff person. I live for the payoff. And some people don't, but I do. And our payoffs have been pretty crappy. They've been anticlimactic, you know.
Well, I live for payoffs, but payoffs cannot be the be-all and end-all. The journey is as important as getting there. And if the journey isn't done right, the payoff isn't going to make a whole... It's like the baby switch to me. The whole story was such a crap job that I didn't really care when we got to the payoff, not to mention they ruined the payoff by making it all about race. The most
it went on too long
on the canvas.
It went on way too long. And even now, there's still no resolution because they'll drag out the kidnapping for golly knows how long.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah, I think we better get on. We've only got 15 minutes here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you want next?
Queen of the Night.
I think it's Queen of the Night.
My number one
yep.
is Austin and Greta.
No. Oh, yep.
Oh,
yep.
In the Garden of Eden.
Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Yep.
The whole Greta.
Oh, yeah.
Greta, but especially that. Yeah.
Oh, how could I forget that? That was just god awful.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's my number one.
I felt stupid for not thinking of that one. I feel stupid.
No, I
there's so
I
many bad ones, though.
I must have. I think I blocked that out.
Could be.
It was so bad.
That was bad.
There was also Vivian and Ivan. They were hitting up Jonesy for that condo with all the fake artwork in it. That was pretty awful. Jonesy, remember?
That was awful, but nothing that Vivian's ever been in has been bad enough for me to think of it as one of the five.
She is comical.
She saves things.
Yeah.
Although she never had to be in Iraq, that might have been it. She'd been in that storyline.
Didn't she have something in her tooth? Didn't Stefano put something in her tooth? A tracking device or something? Yeah, make her nuts.
A brain chip or something.
For a while there, didn't everybody? I mean, it was like they were taking turns.
Yeah, John took one.
Somebody else got one.
John took one, operated on Hope in a bedroom or something in 5 minutes, and took one out of her head or something. You remember that one?
Well, and John had one in his head.
Yeah.
And Vivian went in her tooth. It was just. Okay.
That'll shoot
mine
number
is,
two. Number one.
My number one, I sort of did a tie because they both pissed me off the most. Iraq and Alex North fiasco. Mm-hmm. Those two just made me so mad. They weren't just bad. They were. It was like they were on purpose.
Yeah.
It was like, let's see how ticked off we can make the viewers. Maybe they'll stop watching, and we'll get new ones who won't care from passions or something. I don't know. Those two we've discussed most of them anyway.
Isn't it ironic that Riley's getting his dream cast, a whole year or two after his death?
Yeah.
With Lindsay Hartley and Galen Gehrig and Eric. Yeah. But a year after his death, all the actors you probably wanted are now on Days of Our Lives.
I do like Eric Murphy.
Well, why? He had him on Passions, and they did anything he wanted him to do. I mean, and although they're finally speaking up and saying how stupid it was.
Right. Yeah, Galen says how stupid it was, really.
Yeah.
Well, Eric has, too. He bashed it.
Has he? I haven't heard any interview. I haven't really read him. I just listened to that. I listened to the radio show Garen did. Galen did, and that was about the only part of it I really liked. I'm talking about Riley.
Well, gang, I'm going to get going here. I've got a cat here who wants to be fed, and I just got home from work. So it was nice talking to everybody.
Thanks
nice talking
calling.
To you.
Okay.
Bye.
I'll see you. Bye.
Night-night. Your turn, Diva.
Number one. Yeah, it's, it was just bad from being in. That was the slasher. I mean, I the whole thing, I guess, before the rewrite was that Marlena killed Abe. Abe figured out Marlena was still in love with Roman. And then she just kept killing people to cover up it was her. I mean, I just don't get that. That's what makes me so mad about serial killer storylines. I hate them. Number one, they always kill off and fire the best actors.
Yeah.
And then number two, the writers never know who the killer is from the beginning. You can tell they just make shit up at the end, and they wait till all the fans are pissed off to kill the storyline, and then they usually just bring in some recurring character as the killer. So, I mean, that's not what happened with there. They blamed it on Marlena. Then they blamed it on Tony because they got mad at this tale accidentally outed Marlene as the serial killer. They blamed it on him. that, I mean, even with General Hospital.
That was Riley's revenge.
It was Riley's revenge on Teo.
Yes, it was. It was.
It was. But, yeah, I mean, just it's the island. And I mean, I did remember one funny scene. I'm sure you guys remember this one, too. It's when half of them on one side of the barrier, the other half on the other side of the barrier, and Tony's going to meditate his way into turning off the barrier.
Yeah.
That
and he's got the little remote control behind his back.
Yeah, he's going to go, and I'm sitting, and Tail was so funny. It could have been so stupid, but in the way he played it, though, it was just hysterical. And all these dumbasses believe him.
Yeah.
He just whips out a remote control. That was probably my highlight of the entire island storyline.
Yeah. The only thing that made the island storyline at least more amusing than Iraq was at least Tao made it funny.
I
remember I saw some poster that was going on about how if he hadn't made it so campy, that storyline would have been great. And I'm thinking, in whose world would that storyline make any kind of sense or be or have any kind of emotion? What do you watch, you know, for emotion? You sitting there watching cartoons? This is your...
I wonder what Riley's plan B would have been if Teo would have refused to come back on the show. He probably would have brought.
I'm curious who they would have made. Who would it have been? Stefano, without Stefano there.
After the way they were treated, I was really surprised they all came back. I would have thought someone would have told them to just stick it, you know?
Yeah, every one of them came.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet you anything they would have made it still a Demerit trick, and he just wouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm.
They would have done it all by remote. They had John and Marlena go to Italy, and they didn't have Stefano, but it was all about Stefano.
Yeah,
they just
true.
Use a hand.
Mm-hmm.
They just had Mickey's funeral. Mickey hasn't been on the show for how many years? Mm-hmm. I can see
I
them
really
doing that.
Didn't have a funeral.
If it wouldn't have mattered if Teo came back or not, I'll bet you anything Riley would have written it that it was Tony.
Oh, I'm sure.
From the grave, no less. Hell, you know, he did it before. Why not?
Okay, let's talk about what's going on recently. So what do you guys think of the Bill and Carly sex that everybody knew they had sex by looking at them?
Okay, I will say this, and this isn't have anything to do with any fan base war, whether it's Bo or Hope or Bo or Carly or whatever, but I will say I was happy to see two actors over the age of 30 having a sex, showing some skin, and not treating anyone over the age of 40, over the age of
40.
40, not being like everyone over 40 is, you know, has been neutered and sent out to pasture and never has sex again. So I give them kudos for that. For that.
Right.
Well, Hope
part was good. The rest of it I didn't really care. I liked Carly and Hope having it out, only because I liked the two actresses.
Oh, that was one of my favorites of the week.
You know,
scene,
but
Carly and Hope.
Even Melanie.
But only because it's the two actresses, not because of the storyline, because at this point I can't take the storyline too seriously.
But she's playing the victim again, I mean, all the time. Yeah.
They're a bunch of 40-year-olds acting like they're in junior high.
Well, you know, and the thing is, if this were Hope in the 80s, she would have just slapped Bo across the face and then gone off and joined the police academy, or she would have gone off and looked for Sydney's kidnapper, gone into some caper, and then he would have gone the caper too, and then they'd meet up, and then chemistry time, and they'd get back together. But the writers don't know how to write, you know, the Bo and Hope that were really popular, and watching Hope just sitting around sulking all the time is just really bad for the character, I think. They just don't know
how
to write.
Is anybody getting
the
impression that they're starting to write the show based on polls? Instead of actually sitting around a table, actually coming up with storylines?
I'm
getting the impression that they're writing the storyline based on going online and seeing what people like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the impression. Everybody goes, I feel like there's a plan. I don't feel like there's a plan. I feel like I feel like, yeah, storylines are getting finished, whereas as last year or the year before they weren't because they were changing writers and producers. That's changed. But I don't feel like there's any cohesion to any story they're telling. It just feels like 1 minute, especially Stephanie, Philip, Melanie, and Nathan. I mean, it's just 1 week.
They can't figure
week,
that one out.
Melanie loves Philip. The next week, it's almost like, let's flip a coin and let's see who she's going to be in love with this week. It's just ridiculous. I'm not sure what they're basing anything on when they're writing these storylines other than going online and seeing what people like, because it sure as hell not the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, none of them have, they're all have no personalities except maybe Vivian and Victor and Stefano. And you don't get to see much of them. And that's not because of the storyline, though. It's because the three actors have been on the show for so long. We know them so well. And they're very good at what they do. But otherwise, I don't feel like they have any, none of the characters have much personality.
Yeah, I'm not really liking the way they're writing Anna DeMira either, but she lost her mojo. Yeah. I mean, the way she's letting EJ talk to her is disgusting.
The minute I found out EJ was the mastermind, I was expecting that.
Yeah, that wasn't.
It's going to be written just like they wrote Andre. He's going to be the must. You know, the mustache-twirling villain again.
Mm-hmm.
And if James Scott's having fun doing that as opposed to being whipped around like a, you know, pretending to be stupid,
like the way James Scott is playing EJ now, though. I like that, but Anna's just got to get, you know, tougher.
Well, no woman on this show is ever going to be
well,
shown
true.
Smart.
Yeah.
I was really hoping she was acting on her own. I was really hoping that she had gone kind of crazy and acted on
her
own.
Her.
At least,
if not,
we'd see some dramatic stuff from her, you know. But
if not that it was her and Lexi, or her and Kate, or her and Kate, somebody.
Yeah.
Not another guy. And now I hear that they're talking about Stefano might get his hands on her and the baby. And I'm just sitting there going, how stupid is this?
Yeah, I think Stefano figures it out or something.
That's just so bad. But it's not as bad as Mickey's funeral. Oh, my God. They couldn't have a funeral for him?
What happened to the ball?
They couldn't fill in the blanks with flashbacks or something? With all of the editing technology they've got these days, why couldn't they come up with something?
I don't know. They didn't want to be bothered. I don't understand. Like, Tony didn't have a funeral either. Why? It doesn't make any sense. You're going to get another week's worth of ratings out of this. You know, I mean, I just think a character like Mickey's been on the show for what? Since the beginning, really. I mean, why not give him a funeral? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, and if you're trying to give Suzanne Rogers a storyline, the whole idea is to give her plenty of reasons to show her stuff, and they just took away most of it.
Yeah, they totally took away a whole week's worth of Emmy material for her crying at the funeral. I mean, they.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said before, on my best of John's funeral, they can write a funeral. They can write a funeral. They know how to do it. John's funeral was probably the best funeral ever. And so I don't understand why
they didn't write that funeral. Hogan did.
Hogan,
the writers did.
Okay.
And they had Ed Scott as the producer.
That's true.
And they had money. I'm sure we hear that as an excuse. Oh, they had money.
I guess so.
They don't have money now.
Oh, jeez. I'd like to know what they're
spending all this money they're saving on by only filming so many weeks per year.
All these other cost-cutting measures.
They've obviously fired all the hairdressers, the makeup artists, and the wardrobe people.
And the set designer. The sets are terrible. Oh, my gosh. Even Maggie's living room right now looks like crap.
Everybody runs up and down the stairs where Tony died without even flicking it.
Well, Anna better watch out on the pier.
You know, they walk up and down those stairs, you'd think they'd be looking over going,
we don't want to meet here.
Well, guys, the show is over.
That was quick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
See everybody.
Okay.
See you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.